South Los Angeles has a nutrition problem. More than a quarter of its residents are obese, 8% more than residents of wealthier neighborhoods. It's easy to place the blame solely on greasy, caloric fast food. That's why, last July, the City Council passed a measure severely limiting new fast food restaurants being built in some of the poorest areas of LA. But the RAND Corporation, a Santa Monica-based think tank, says that's not the real problem. Researcher Deborah Cohen says South LA actually has fewer fast food eateries per person than other areas, but twice as many convenience stores.
People in South LA actually consume more calories from sodas, salty snacks, cookies, and candy. And those are the items that are most prominent at these convenience stores and small groceries. And so we think the problem is more likely to be having to do with those outlets rather than fast food outlets.
Councilmember Bernard Parks, who represents South LA's 8th District, supports the restrictions. He says the figures in the study don't reflect the reality of life in the area.
Live in South Los Angeles and you find that the only outlets for food outside the home are primarily fast food, and there's no access to fresh farmers markets as they have in other communities. You're very limited as to what you can eat.
And, he says, there's an underlying reason why convenience stores flourish.
There are no grocery stores. If there are grocery stores that fill the void that is currently there, there would not be a place nor a need to trade at the number of convenience stores that are there.
South LA has fewer grocery stores in other areas, and those that are there offer inferior choices. Mary Lee works with PolicyLink.
We sometimes make the joke that you see brown vegetables and green meat in these stores. The meat is expired. Milk, produce, all these things are spoiled or near spoiled. So you're getting inferior goods and you're paying more for them.
Experts call urban Los Angeles a food desert. They say, after the LA riots, many stores simply didn't return to the area. Some people don't even have any nearby supermarkets and have to rely instead on nearby bodegas. Cohen says this makes it more likely that residents will opt for unhealthy snacks.
I think people do try to go out of their way, but it's not easy to go out of your way all the time.
Grocery chains say it's tough to build new stores, even in vacant areas. Dave Halen is with the California Grocers Association.
To put in a full-size supermarket, you need about 4 to 5 acres of land. And to be able to find that amount of land open is a bit of a challenge.
The lack of grocery stores hurts the South LA economy, forcing residents to keep spending their money far from their own neighborhoods. It also hurts residents' health. Dr. Lavonna Lewis, who directs USC's Masters of Health Administration program, says poor diets can lead to obesity and diabetes.
Talk about South LA, we're talking about a community that already has an additional burden of chronic disease. And so if there are types of lifestyle choices, nutrition, physical activity that people have to take or make, and they can't do it easily, I think it just has kind of long-term kind of consequences on people's health.
More and better stores could mean healthier residents, healthier communities, and healthy profits for stores. And that's a sweet ending for everyone. Ariel Edwards-Levy, Annenberg Radio News.